One of the lies we've been fed about our intuition is that it's not practical. Words have been invented like woo-woo that imply this is just superfluous, unnecessary garbage that would be better off left by the wayside. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Here's the deal. We are born with a guidance system. It's factory installed, meaning it comes with a human body. But it's far more magnificent than anything you could ever buy. And that's because of this. Your intuition is the mouthpiece of your soul. It doesn't just give you generic directions. It actually gives you direct, real-time, and practical guidance. On today's Own Your Intuition show, as usual, we'll hear some real-life examples of the practical guidance intuition has provided myself and my students.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimée Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome. Per one of my usual habits, I like to start out with a shout out to someone who wrote a review. This one came on Apple from Japanese Indigo Girl. She said, "A friend told me about you and your podcast, and I'm slowly and intentionally going through each episode. I love how simple and easy the practices are, and I've been able to integrate them right away. This is so different than other intuitive teachings, learnings I have had, and I'm so grateful. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and gifts with the world." Thank you, Japanese Indigo Girl, for sharing your thoughts and writing a review. Okay, let's dig in. For years, our intuitions have been sidelined. We can't help it. We've been conditioned out of it. As scientist Dr. Lisa Miller put it, by the way, she's a scientist who discovered that intuitive knowing and mystical knowing is innate to humans, that if you aren't using it, you're only using half a brain, and that furthermore, there is even a link between ignoring these parts of ourselves and depression. I'm summarizing in a few words the enormity of her discoveries. I'll put some links in the show notes so you can discover for yourself. I've mentioned her before. I digressed because Dr. Lisa Miller's discoveries are so monumental, I can't help but talk about them. In any case, we've been conditioned out of giving our intuition a seat at the table by way of our K-12 education. With years of focus on logic learning, we've been trained out of paying attention to our other kinds of knowing. It's okay. We can take it back. I've got some theories as to why, but ultimately, I think they're irrelevant. What is not irrelevant is you taking back your intuition or owning it, as the title of my podcast and program imply. One of the lies we've been fed about our intuition is that it is not practical. Words have been invented, like woo-woo, that imply this is just superfluous, unnecessary garbage that would be better off left by the wayside. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Here's the deal. We are each born with a guidance system. My friend Zen Crier DeBrook beautifully calls it your inner guidance system. It's factory installed, meaning it comes with a human body, as Dr. Miller has now scientifically proven. But it's far more magnificent than anything you could ever buy. And that's because of this. Your intuition is the mouthpiece of your soul. It doesn't just give you generic directions for how to be a ballerina, for example. It's not like a step-by-step list you could find on the internet. It's finely tuned. It gives you direct, real-time guidance for you, for this moment, for wherever you are in your life. And it keeps doing that your whole life long. One of my favorite love stories is that of my cousin Stacy and her husband Matt. Stacy met Matt for the first time when she was 17. To my memory, he walked down the stairs. I may be making up the stairs part, but he walked into a party. My cousin was sitting on the couch with a girlfriend. When Stacy saw Matt, a spark, a knowing ignited within her. She turned to her girlfriend at that moment and said, "I think I'm going to marry that man." That's what she knew the moment she laid eyes on him for the first time at the age of 17. At the time of writing this, they have been together for 32 years and married for 25. Mouthpiece of the soul. That's your intuition. It frequently gives you information you couldn't know otherwise. And maybe sometime I'll do a whole episode on stories about that. Those are always really fun. In contrast to the message you may have gotten growing up, having an intuition is not superfluous information, and it's most often very practical information. I remember a student I had. When she started her Own Your Intuition program with me, she was in a life transition. She was just getting a divorce. She knew it was the best thing, but she was scared, primarily because there were so many details to work out. Where would she live? Would her and the kids move to another house or stay in their current home and her husband would move out? How would she afford another house? Where was it? And how would she find it? That was just one piece of, as you might imagine, the many moving parts of separating a relationship. What I loved about her story is that because my courses are long, in my Own Your Intuition program, we circled together for 13 moons. So she learned all these techniques with which to hear her intuition, and it led her through each one of these major transitions she was in. I can still remember the elation in her voice when she was sharing with our class how using the tools she had learned, she had just been guided to and closed on the perfect and beautiful home for herself and her family. She was like a kid in a candy factory. What had been daunting and scary was made easy through the paying attention to her own inner guidance. It's not for nothing, folks, that you have an intuition. It's useful. And if I were writing this, I would have that underlined like many, many times. In episode 29, you heard my student Jen talk about how her intuition healed her chronic pain. In episode 30, you heard my student Natalie tell a story of how her intuition saved her life. And another, story where it helped her not miss a flight. That's useful stuff, peeps. I heard from one of my Own Your Intuition program graduates once, and she told me a story about how her intuition had just guided her to an unconventional decision that had made a huge positive impact for her at work. It had not only saved her company from losing a large amount of money, it had also garnered a happy new client. The thing is, she said to me, it's the tools you taught me and the experience I've gained as a result of your courses that allow me to deeply trust myself and my intuition. It's actually helped me in every area of my life, from parenting my teenage daughter to moving through a health crisis to all my relationships and my day-to-day work life. I could give you so many examples, she told me. She said, my intuition and my deep trust in it impacts, informs, and enhances everything. Thank you. Here are a few other things that my students have used their intuition for. Discovering life dreams and passions. And hopefully I'm going to have one of my favorite stories of this, a student of mine, on in the next month or so. It's not confirmed, but I'm hoping. Navigating and solving parenting challenges. So caring for their children in the best way possible. Discerning and moving through personal health crises. I've had more than one student use her intuition to move successfully through cancer diagnosis and treatments. Enhancing family relationships, easing difficult situations at work, increasing their income. Gracefully navigating divorce, and you heard one example of that today. Finding love. Gracefully navigating a move across the country. Remember my interview with my student Michelle Cassandra Johnson, who talked about that in episode 8. Finding a new and more satisfying career. Discovering and acting on their own joy, thereby increasing their life satisfaction. Here's another example. My son is dyslexic. I didn't know the proper definition of the word dyslexia. I thought it was something very specific that I had never seen my son do. Because I didn't have a proper understanding of what that word actually meant, I didn't know that he was dyslexic for quite some time. What was clear to me at a certain moment, though, was that he needed more time with his reading teacher. One spring, at the beginning of his reading journey, my inner knowing told me clearly that he needed reading tutoring throughout the summer, not just at school. At the moment I knew it, I did it. I contacted his teacher and got my son on her summer schedule. I remember when I did that, she said, "Oh, I'm so glad you decided this. I was going to reach out to you." No need. My intuition was already on the job. Much later, when I asked his reading teacher about the possibility of my son being dyslexic, she exclaimed, "Oh my gosh, I thought you knew. You were taking every action that I would have recommended to do. I just assumed you knew." That's because even though I had the wrong definition of dyslexia in my mind, my intuition was very accurately telling me the next steps to take, giving me practical and useful information that helped me parent one of my favorite people better. In my experience, my intuition is one of the most practical senses I've got. It leads me precisely where I need to go in a very fine-tuned, exactly for me kind of way. It gives me the very pertinent best path for me. Yours will too. My intellect and reason helps me arrive, but it's my inner knowing that provides the direction. That's how and why I teach it to others too, for using practically. I give you tools to help you use your own inner knowing to get the answers you need to know where you are going, to understand the best direction, and to feel the soul deep satisfaction that comes from being on your path. Intuition is not just for cool's sake, because if you're listening to this podcast called Own Your Intuition, you know it's cool, right? But it's also useful. So if you want tools, if you find yourself wanting to get the practical knowledge you need to use your own intuition, then guess what? I've got the perfect program for you. It's called Own Your Intuition. The beauty of it is that once you know how to use, operate, and through your own experience, begin to trust your own inner knowing, because it's been there all along. You may just not have been giving it the time of day or the heft that it deserves. But once you know how to listen, your experience shows you how trustworthy it is, and then you can allow it to guide you gracefully and easily through your life. You'll know how to be in touch with your deep wisdom decade after decade as you evolve and situations, needs, desires, and inspirations shift and change. Maybe there are no instruction books for life. Maybe a lot of life is trial and error and experiment. But you do have guidance within you. You have come here with an internal guidance system, your intuition, your inner knowing, your mystical knowing, your insights with spark that guides you in real time as you go along. And the more you pay attention to that, the more insight you are going to get. And you are going to discover for yourself that it is practical, useful, not just for fun. What is your intuition guiding you toward? Follow its prompts to find out. All my love. This is Amy Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for devoting time to be inspired to use your own intuition. Give yourself a pat on the back for understanding that your intuition is a key component to your life's satisfaction. And if you want to dive in deeper, you can always find out about my Own Your Intuition program at amaycartier.com/ownyourintuition or about my psychic readings or other things I do. You can also follow me on Instagram, too, where I frequently post hot tips for owning your intuition, which are short videos intended to inspire you. I am at Amy Cartier. Sending you big love. Bye-bye.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.